Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. This week's scripture comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Hear now the word of the Lord. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. It is not Christmas for me without watching a Charlie Brown Christmas. So much so that I can quote most of the script. In the climatic scene, Charlie Brown has brought in his sad little tree and is mocked by his friends. Charlie Brown exclaims with exasperation in his voice, Doesn't anyone know what Christmas is all about? Linus says, Sure, Charlie Brown. He walks to the middle of the stage and says, Lights, please. Linus then recites these familiar words of scripture that we just heard. If you pay close attention to this scene, you will see that Linus walks to the middle of the stage holding his trusty security blanket. But when he says, Fear not, he drops his blanket. Now, I don't know if the animators were trying to make a point, but think about it. Fear not is one of the most frequent commands in the Bible, and when Linus says the angel told the shepherds to fear not, he drops the tangible object that keeps him from being afraid. Fear not. Such easy words to say, but such hard words to follow. In a normal year, there is so much to fear. This year, our fears have been compounded. We may fear for our finances, our jobs, our health. We may fear for ourselves and for those we love. How do we fear not? We could all be like Linus and walk around holding our trusty security blanket, or we could hold on to the one who holds the future. God is stronger than any security blanket. Fear not. Hold on to God. Let us pray. God, our protector, our security, we wait. We wait in Advent for the birth of Jesus. We wait for the troubling times to pass. We often wait, fearful of the current situation or of the future. Just as the angel told the shepherds to fear not, as the angel was bringing good news, you tell us to fear not as you hold the future. Help us to put our trust in you. Amen.